DNA measurably responds to human consciousness. Dr. Glenn Ryan, a biochemist who graduated from the University of London, made stunning discoveries that reveal how DNA behaves in direct response to human consciousness. For starters, DNA unwinds when a cell is about to divide or has been damaged, i.e., when it is dead, and it winds when it is working to repair and heal itself. The amount of winding or unwinding in DNA can be directly measured by how well it absorbs light at 260 nanometers. In these remarkable experiments, Dr. Ryan started out by taking living DNA from a mix of human placentas, putting it in deionized water, and then storing the whole mixture inside a beaker. Then, various people attempted to either wind or unwind the DNA by nothing more than the power of their own thoughts in heavy concentration. The control samples, where no one tried to do anything to them, changed by only 1.1%, but the treated samples changed by anywhere between 2 to 10%. This meant that our thoughts alone have, at the very least, a twofold effect on the winding of human DNA. Even more interesting, the senders with the most coherent brainwave patterns had the strongest ability to change the structure of DNA. And on the flip side of the coin, one individual who was particularly agitated and had a very incoherent brainwave pattern produced an abnormal shift in the UV, or ultraviolet light, that the DNA was absorbing. The change occurred at a wavelength of 310 nanometers, which is close to Pop's magic value of 380 nanometers, that same frequency that can cause cancer when it is scrambled. This angry person also caused the DNA to coil up tighter in its winding. Both of these are very unusual effects. According to Ryan, this change in the 310 nanometer light could only mean that an alteration in the physical chemical structure of one or more of the bases in the DNA molecule has occurred. That means our thoughts can actually create physical and chemical changes in the structure of the DNA molecule, as well as winding and unwinding it. This is the microbiological proof for the connection between angry thoughts and cancerous tissue growth that we've been waiting for. And the implications are just as profound for healing effects as well. Let's not forget how we can project significant bursts of photons into an electromagnetically shielded area when we are accurately remote viewing that location, as we learned in Chapter 4. Those photons may well have genetic information in them that can restructure others' DNA to restore health, such as the 380 nanometer light frequency. In another case, when DNA was placed in front of people who were generating coherence in their brainwave patterns, but were not trying to change the DNA, there was no change in the winding or unwinding of the DNA sample. It was only when they wanted it to change that it actually did. This strongly suggests that the conscious intent of the people was causing these effects to occur. Dr. Lou Childer was able to wind or unwind DNA in the laboratory from a half a mile away. Valerie Sadirin was able to wind DNA in Dr. Ryan's California lab from his home in Moscow, thousands of miles away, during one 30-minute period of time. According to Ryan, the key quality of this energy that can generate coherence in the brainwaves and directly affect DNA is love. Although the techniques used by the different healers are quite varied, they all appear to require a heart focus. The implications of this are tremendous. The source field appears to be responsible for creating the DNA phantom and storing light in the DNA molecule. It would appear that our thoughts change the DNA phantom in Dr. Ryan's experiments first, and only later do we see any changes in the physical DNA molecule. Best of all, we now know that the most important emotional quality of the source field is love. Dr. Rhine proved that love has a direct, measurable effect on DNA, very likely through the same energetic process that creates the DNA phantom. Greater coherence, greater organization, greater structure, and greater crystallization. All these effects show us that the energy fields, molecules, and cells of our bodies are working in greater harmony and unity. For the first time, this actually gives us a scientific definition of love. It is not strictly an abstract emotional and biological concept, like the chemicals fired off in the brain when we eat chocolate, or the genetic urge to reproduce. Love can now be seen as a basic principle of universal energy. The more coherence, the more structure, the more harmony we have, the more love there is.